All righty, and as we coming to you all, wrapping up homecoming 2025 for the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Their mother, they kicked somebody's ass. I don't know who they played. But big shout out to the city of Pine Bluff. Zero
Incident.
incidents,
Yeah.
violence, no
Zero
violence.
incidents.
Nobody
Yeah.
got shot. Nobody got killed. So we
Yeah.
always gonna take that.
Killed with a T.
Yeah, with a T. Yeah, so man, shout out to everybody, man, for behaving, having a good time, from the YNs to the old heads to the in-betweeners to the kids on campus to the outsiders that came in and partaked and having a good time.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank y'all for not acting a fool. Hey, I appreciate it. Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good.
All righty. Well, today we're gonna jump right into it, and so we're gonna talk about, for those people that watch TV and then get inspired to become business owners, whose business model do you basically model or take inspiration from
Right.
when you're getting ready to start a business?
Right.
So we're going to talk about that today, Ms. Parker. So what do you think about that?
I think like you can be looking like right at reality TV, and you can ultimately have some unrealistic
You
expectations.
talking about them scripted reality
Well,
shows?
yeah, it ain't nothing like
Ain't real
rocking off the
reality. Oh,
collar.
no. We write them scenes up.
You shoot, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah,
They
what?
write up them lies. Let me stop.
Write up that 1 week versus 3 week.
Yeah, that's a whole nother business model too. So,
But
but
yeah.
yeah, who are you looking at? Are you taking inspiration from like these reality reality moments? Are you aspiring to based on the reality moments? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like I said, we've been doing this for almost 3 years now, talking about, doing your research. Doing and understanding what you're reading is also a different thing.
It is.
Like, reading comprehension isn't just reading something, it's
Mm-mm.
reading and understanding. And a lot of these people that draw inspirations who get into business, I would ask the question, have you ever read a business plan?
I mean, you might ask, do you even understand what a business plan is? Hell, have you heard of a business plan? It might be where you should start. It could be offensive for some people,
Like,
but it could also be very new. You know, if it's a new adventure, if it's a new area you're trying to delve into, you might not understand that there, is a thing called a business plan, and more importantly, why you should have one.
mean, yeah, we've discussed that leaping without a plane,
Yes.
hanging on,
Yes.
all those things. Like I said, we're in the sunsetting phase of Watch for the Hood.
Right.
And did we have a business plan going into it? I would say wasn't one written out, but we had a model that we wanted to follow, a
Right,
business model.
yeah. It wasn't necessarily fleshed out or formally written out where it was, like a three-ring binder, where you could follow and flow, flow with like an appendix at the end, right? A table of contents in the beginning, chapters to fill up the middle, sections, to kind of give yourself categories. It wasn't necessarily formal like that.
But we had a business model for.
Yes.
Yeah, we understood that, you're just not gonna run the business and run yourself in the ground and say, oh, I got a business.
Well, you're not gonna like run a business and think it's gonna just mystically run on its own either.
Yes.
At least not in Inception.
Well, I mean, you gotta build it up, it's a, as we talked about, building the plane as you're flying it. So yeah, we discussed those type of things, and it's just we start looking at how people kind of base their business model off. I saw so-and-so on TV, and they did this. Well, did you take into account what money they were doing? So, what
What
money
money
were
they had to do it with?
where we say access to capital?
Yeah,
We
yeah.
talked about that so many
Were
times.
they taking their bill money or were they taking their throwaway money,
That
right?
trip money.
Yeah.
They were trying to flip the trip
Their
money.
dine out money.
I mean, you watch these shows and you're like, oh, you're looking at people technically who may be multimillionaires, who can turn around and write off at the end of the year a loss for a
Right,
business.
right, right.
And that will technically financially help them.
It will, because the point is to decrease the amount of taxes owed back to feds, right? So if you're able to write off losses from, the past year, then it helps with your bill in the present and future.
Yeah.
So.
You watching TV and you see these people with these businesses and you don't even realize they taking a loss.
Yes.
In the words of the old song, Bone Thugs and Harmony, taking no shorts, no losses.
Yeah.
Y'all think these people are winning. And
No.
in actuality, they're winning at taking a loss in
Yeah.
their business
Yeah.
to help them financially, personally.
Right. They're losing in their business to win personally. Caveat is they have the money to be able to, and I'm gonna air quote, waste.
They
Because
got
it's not gonna affect them paying their water bill right now in their household. It's not gonna affect them paying their mortgage, their light bill. It's not gonna affect their insurances or vehicle payments.
no.
That's not gonna affect them. It's actually gonna help them for the next year.
Exactly. It's like Ms. Parker just telling y'all, it's not the money that will keep them up late at night.
No, they're not living off of that money.
Yeah, that money is sitting in a reserve account,
Yeah.
collecting dust, because banks don't make money
No.
off your money in the bank.
Right.
They make money off money that is lent to somebody else
Right.
for them to charge interest.
Right.
So they turn around and like, man, they talking to the accountant. They probably like, hey, bro, you need to lose about 30, 40, 50,000 before the end of the year. Why? That may cost you an extra 100 in taxes
Yeah.
next year. So
Because
that.
remember, if you're on a payment plan, that raw, 40,000, once they add in the failure to pay penalties, the interest, that 40K might go up to 65 or 70K. And
That daily compounded
it is
interest.
daily, and it is compound. You can log in every day and see that number go up just a little bit, right?
Even with you making the payments.
Yes, and when you're not making the payments, you're going to see that number go up a lot of bit, right? So, yeah, it's not money that they're using to live off of, but it's money that's going to help them, the next year or so.
Yeah,
But
cut.
then we have some regular schmegulas where you're taking the money out of your mouth, right? That you feed your family with.
Your pockets.
Yeah, like, no, you need that money.
Money helps you survive.
That money is why you survive.
Now you got to spend it.
Yes.
Because you got a business that's not what? Being fruitful. It's not
Right.
making a
It's not
profit.
profitable at the moment.
At the moment, that
At
is
the
true.
moment.
Because we're not telling y'all something we heard. We tell you something we know.
Oh, yeah, it's just how business works.
Yes, this is it.
It's how taxes work,
We talked about this, We talked about personal taxes. We talked about business taxes. We talked about fixing your personal credit first to help establish what? Business credit line. These are things that we've talked about, but these are the things that, well, guess what? On those shows, you don't see that.
You don't see that.
All you see is grand opening.
Yeah. Grand, re, 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 grand. No.
Reopened again.
Re, 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 re.
Hey, we back in business.
Yeah.
We leveled up.
Yeah.
We were shut down for a while because we was quote unquote remodeling.
Right. Right. Right.
I mean, you got to understand, who are you basing your business model off of? Is I would ask people who want to get in business, whose business model would you choose?
Yeah.
Would you choose a Phil Nike? Would you choose a Sam Walton? Would you choose whoever the hell started in these other big ass conglomerates? Because they all started small. This is the
They
thing.
did.
Nobody started with a goddamn $17 trillion
No,
business. No.
no. They all have to grow.
Yes.
They have to pick up that steam and kind of get to that point.
Yeah. And I don't use, I mean, just even black people too. I mean, just, if you want to figure out, where do you get your starting point from? Whose literature are you going to pick up?
Yeah.
Who are you going to research?
But I'm like, even on the reality show, you can see where the conversation is scripted, a husband and a wife, or a spouse is talking to the mate. Yeah, I was thinking I wanted to start a business. And the mate's like, what? Where are you going to tell me this? Well, we can do this, 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 and this, and that. And it's like, it's so much more to it than that.
Like, this stuff takes time.
It does.
It takes at least months of effort.
It does.
This ain't something you just think of and say to your spouse. Like, I didn't come to Miss Parker, excuse me, and talk about, I'm going to start a business tomorrow. She said to me, all right, you've been doing something. What are you willing to do now? And I asked her, gee, what you willing to put up with? And she was like, well, let's look into it. Let's see what we can deal with that will keep us from going in the wrong direction financially as a family. And we had those discussions. We started doing what? Our research.
Right.
We looked up things. We read things. You saw that article, huh? Sent you that article about this, how to start a business.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read that. Let's look at that. We'll discuss it later on.
Because it'll be some points in there. The whole article may not be applicable to you, but there will be, you know, typically some golden nuggets dropped.
Yeah, and that's the point of doing research. Research is not a one-stop shop. It's not a one-trick pony. It is you doing multiple tasks to get a better understanding of what you may want to do to get in the business, to start a business, even make your business survive.
Right, right, absolutely.
And people just, I think, just kind of take it for granted when they just look on TV and they see so-and-so got a three-wick candle and so-and-so got a one-wick candle. And they over there arguing about who got more wicks.
Yeah, but you know what? This kind of brings me to a point. I think you and I were kind of having a little small conversation about this just yesterday. So as humans, right, I told you one thing I was trying to understand is why when you decide to, I don't know, close a business, stop a business, sunset a business, that's the nicer term now. Why is it the perception is that this is happening because of a failure, right?
Yes.
Versus the opposite, you know, it could be that it was just a business decision. So when you're on TV or when you see these people on these reality shows, you see the businesses come and go, right? They pop up, but nobody ever talks about them closing, right?
They pop up and pop out.
Yeah, so it's almost like they're controlling the narrative. So that the perception is never there that the business stopped because of failure. They always say it was a business decision. So in our, you know, little personal lives, our non-reality, non-scripted lives, you often have to wonder, like when you mentioned that you're going to, you know, end a business or sunset, like who's out there perceiving it as failure versus who's actually understanding that it's just a business decision. A business could be making money. And you may still sunset it.
Case in point, how many smaller companies have acquired bigger companies?
Right. It, oh, my God. You just. Okay. There you go.
Smaller doesn't mean lesser.
Mm-hmm.
It just means I got less employees than you.
Yeah.
That don't mean my money ain't yours.
Right.
That don't mean my energy don't match your
right.
energy.
Right.
That don't mean my access to capital ain't where yours is.
Right.
It just means you got less people to pay
right.
than you. But that does not mean my product ain't better.
Right.
That does not mean my product isn't selling better.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean I have a better stream income in that.
Right. Absolutely.
But go back to what you were saying about people going out of business or sunset or stopping businesses. Yeah. Why do people perceive it as failures? Because humans love the drama.
The drama.
They love the drama. They just want it to be something bad.
Yeah, like it is. They want to be that. Yeah.
They want to be that fuck shit.
Yeah.
They want to be that fuck shit. Let you keep it. But they want to say, I told you motherfuckers wasn't going to make it.
Yeah, you weren't going to last 2, 3, 4 months. Right. No, it's just sometimes it's just a smart, savvy business decision. Maybe, you know. When you sitting up here, and the whole point is, don't think these same conversations aren't happening with the scripted, unscripted reality shows, right?
They just won't show you.
They don't tell you that part. they
Because
don't
that's not
tell,
sexy.
there you go. I'm like, they don't tell you all of that stuff. But it's like, maybe you make a business decision to sunset something because you're gonna move energy and effort to another business that could just simply be more lucrative, right? Maybe shit, you tired. It doesn't always have to be negative.
Let me tell y'all, we could still produce Watch for the Hook apparel. We could still get more graphic designs and bring y'all better products that we've even put out now.
Yeah.
It's just not in us. That's point
We
blank.
just have to
Move. Yeah,
shift.
we
We
shift
have
the
to
energy.
reshift and refocus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's where it's a business decision.
Yeah, we don't have that all in for that right now. Our all in is in the real estate.
Right, because again, you have to reprioritize. You have to reshift energy,
Yes.
reshift your focus. You have to realign, and that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like we
That
said,
is totally fine.
I keep telling y'all, this is multi-layered business we talking. You listening to us on a business platform. That's podcasting, internet, all that stuff. That's a business platform
Yeah.
where you can conduct business. People just have to understand, and we've talked about this so many times. It ain't for everybody. You won't feel a certain type of way because it's not for you to understand.
Right.
But shout out to the folks, man. Like I said, we was just at homecoming yesterday, man. And I can tell my wife the number of people that said, "Hey, man, y'all podcast thing, man, bro, that's some good shit." You know, people honestly talk more about the podcast than anything,
Yeah.
which is for me, like that shit. You know, they ain't got to be telling me everything we said,
Right.
but they said, "Bro, we love you and the wife on the podcast. Hey man, y'all keep it up." You know, it's just that little stuff like that
Yeah,
that you'd be
it
like,
is.
"Oh, like, all right, cool, man." And sometimes you're like, "Oh, you listen?
Yeah,
Oh, you
right.
paying attention?" Sometimes
You
you
don't
just need to
have to
know.
regurgitate every word. You
Yeah.
don't have to do that. You just, you know, again, you have to be very serious and very focused in what it is you want to do. And sometimes it requires you moving. Your energy is different. But what you have to not do or don't even start doing is comparing it to maybe, you know, stuff that you can see on TV that you're really not getting the full picture of. Like you're just not getting the full picture.
Like, well, like just as we're talking about, what's your business model after? I've had people tell me every business owner should have a podcast, but everybody that has a business isn't a podcaster.
Right, right,
That's a
right.
difference.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that energy
That's another layer of energy, time, effort, and focus.
to put into
I'm
podcasting.
tired right now.
But my wife loves podcasting,
But
man.
I'm tired.
And she tired, but I'm telling y'all, in fact, y'all, if you're listening, I had to drag her on this because my wife is more behind the scenes. We talked about this before. And for a lot of business owners, they're like, "I don't want to be out there like that.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody hating on me. They
Yeah.
might not know
But
that's my
hold on, let's
business."
keep it a book. I'm not behind the scenes because I don't want the heat from being
Oh,
in
no.
front. That ain't it.
No,
It's
no.
just you like the front. You have to run your damn mouth.
Sure do. Talk
Yeah.
that shit.
So I'll just, you know, sit back here and make sure everything else works, which I'm fine with. It's not me taking a back seat. I'm doing the lane I wanna do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And when I finally got her on camera, she started coming around and she was like, "Oh, I kind of understand what you mean by this now." And she's like, "This is a podcast.
Is actually my podcast.
Hey, listen, I'm just a co-writer. It's fine. I be co-pilot."
Oh, just as a witch.
That's what I'm saying. But you got to understand. You see this energy me and my wife have? That's because this is what we love to do.
Yeah,
You
what we
know,
do.
this is part of the business model for us.
Yeah, it is.
Who other people business model ain't this? It's not podcasting. It's just I got a business,
Right.
and we make that work how it gonna work.
Yeah, that's fine. What works for us
Yeah.
works for us.
And we're just like, we see on TV a lot that a lot of people that go watch these scripted reality shows are like, "Oh, what won't he say to people that watch them? Say to people that's on the shows." Let's keep it a buck. How many of them people have you seen over the last 20 years who were not business owners when those shows started that they were on became business owners. I've had multiple businesses that have failed multiple times. And then you turn around and look and you like, well, what the hell wrong with them? Because they weren't business owners to begin with.
No, they're just doing some. Sometimes they have to have storylines, but then we sit up here and watch it, and we try to do what they did.
You try to duplicate it.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you.
But it's hard to duplicate something when you never saw how it was created in the first place. All you get from scripted reality shows is highlight reels,
Yes, you do.
bits and pieces. You don't get the trenches. You don't get that down and dirty. Well, who did you get the money from? Because
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
we talk about people having to borrow from mama to start their business. It's not knocking them on their mama. It's just saying, what was your lane to access to capital? What was your business model? Why did you even choose to even go this route? You know what I'm saying? Like, when we decided to do apparel, we knew it was rough.
Yes, we did. We were okay with that.
We knew up front. Apparel is one of the biggest businesses that had the worst, that has the
The
highest failure
turnover,
rate. Man, that shit's high as giraffe.
yeah, it is. But we were okay with that. But we were also still very much working our own jobs, and so now we're like, we've got all the other things going, and it's like, okay, I gotta take all the energy, muster up all the little tiny bits of energy that's left.
I'll let you be fine.
Yes, and apply it to something bigger. It's just evolution,
It's
growth.
just evolving. Yeah, I mean, I think I was listening to something the other day, and somebody said it was oh, shout out to Talia Dindi. I was listening to her podcast, Navigating Cancer Together, since I'm a
I
cancer
love
survivor.
her.
Shout out to her. And one of the ladies that she was interviewing said that people look for motivation, and she was like, fuck motivation. You just need to be like Nike. Just do it. People keep trying to find something to make them or will them to be something, when in actuality, you all the will you need. Me and this woman right here, she, we go to war every day.
Feels like
But you're going to war because you fight for something. That's the will. Like, sometimes you feel like you gotta wake up and find it. Shit, just because you woke up, that's it.
That's
No.
it right there. It almost to me sounds like too much presence is being placed on what is your why?
We've talked about
Yeah,
this so
it's
many
like,
times.
and I hear a lot of other people, bringing that topic up, but it's almost like now too much is being weighted, or the why is being so heavily weighted now. And it's like, okay, now y'all putting so much into trying to figure out your why, when the why should be the most simplest part of
Because after the why comes what?
everything else.
Yeah. How?
Yeah,
When?
when?
Where?
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm like,
okay.
you're trying to, so it sounds to me like you're trying to like make up a why.
The why, you need the why to keep you motivated. Damn, I think I got another topic for next week. Well, for the
That was
why
a
to keep
good one. All right.
you, yeah, you looking for the why to keep you motivated.
Well, something and it goes back to that, you burdening the why.
Yeah. But
You're
why do you
putting a
need to be
burden
itself?
on the why, right? The why year, a couple years ago for us was the burden.
Yes.
The why is the problem. But now y'all like turning, y'all turning the why has gone from being a problem to trying to figure out your why as the problem. What
Yeah.
are we doing?
You
So now
turn.
that seems very made up.
People are trying to use the why to keep them sustained. No, the why is in the beginning. If you're in the middle now, you need a different answer. You need a different motivation.
But the why is why you started.
Yes.
They put a burden on that why.
Yeah, I don't think got another episode for next week, but all right, I'm gonna leave that alone. But Miss Park, I appreciate you sitting down with us today. And for the listeners, for those who are looking to start a business and just get a better understanding. Listen, we ain't giving y'all no fuck shit. Y'all just real, unfiltered. Free information. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, we can tell y'all the do's and the don'ts. Now, a lot of people might not even, they'll be like, man, I figured it out myself.
That's fine. That's up to you.
Don't
Tell.
hit, don't let me know. What the old folks say, hard head makes soft hands. So, you know, like I say, Miss Parker, just you got some parting words for
Well,
me?
you already took care of it.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, catch y'all next time.